Hallelujah. Peace, complete joy to all of you.
奉主耶稣圣名，愿喜悦和平安带给你们。
First of all, I'd like to praise and thank God I can be here to worship the true and living God with all of you.
首先我要赞美主，我今天可以来到这边来跟大家来敬拜神。
It's so hard to believe this is my 13 years of being in Christ.
很难相信我已经在主里面已经是，这是我的第13年。
It seems that time has flew by.
好，这个时光好像飞逝。
But what interesting, that these 13 years, 12 of my family members have come to know Jesus Christ.
好玩的是在这13年当中，从我的家庭当中有12位信主。
So it seemed that every year God add one of my family members to TJC.
所以好像每一年神都把我家里的一个成员加入到真耶稣教会。
So this year is year 13, but the year have not ended yet. So we expect one more to come to believe.
所以今年是我的第十三年，可是这个年才过了一半，所以我相信还有一位，接下来还会有一位我家里的成员会加入教会。
So for me, when I think about this.
所以当我在回想这些事的时候
I can't help but to say God's love and God's grace is so abundant.
我很难免的一直在回想说神的爱神的恩典是这么的丰富
And one of the great grace that my biological father came to know Jesus Christ.
其中一个神给我很丰富的恩典是我的生父可以来认识神
Sometimes you guys get very confused because I always talk about different fathers. I seem like I have so many fathers, right?
有时候我可能让你们很困扰，因为我常常在讲不同，好像我有不同的爸爸。
So my adopted father came to know Jesus Christ, and then he passed away several years ago.
我的养父他认识神之后，前几年他过世了。
And my biological father came to know Christ a little bit over 3 years ago, and then he passed 2 months ago.
而我的生父是差不多在三年前来认识主，然后他在两个月前离世。
And this afternoon, I would like to share his testimony with all of you.
今天下午我就想以我生父的见证来跟大家分享。
Because my father, when he passed away, he was 89 years old.
因为当我的父亲过世的时候，他已经89岁高龄。
So he really lived a full life.
他的确活了一个很丰富的人生。
But before he came to True Jesus Church.
但是当他在来到真耶稣教会之前
，My father was a devout Buddhist.
他是一个很虔诚的佛教徒。
And he, his, you know, his parents, his grandparents, they all, you know, born in a Buddhist household.
他的父母，他的祖父母都是从一个非常虔诚的家庭出生。
So my father was born in Cambodia.
我的爸爸是在柬埔寨出生。
He was born into a very wealthy family.
他是在出生在一个非常富有的家庭。
You know, the reason I'd be able to tell you all this story because my father passed away now, so when I tell you his story, then you don't need to be so embarrassed when you see him, right?
我现在可以在这里分享他的故事是因为他已经不在了，不然他可能会觉得有点不好意思。
So my dad, he had 27 wives.
他有我的父亲有27位的太太。
I think some of you is close to me. I told you already, but yeah, he had 27 wives.
也许有一些跟我比较亲近的，我跟你们讲过，说他有27个太太。
And my mother was the fifth one.
我的妈妈是第五个。
Even though she was the fifth one, but she was his favorite.
虽然我的妈妈是第五个太太，可是是我爸爸最喜欢的太太。
And their marriage was not ordinary.
他们的婚姻也不是一个很普通很。
So one day my father went to a village. He saw my mother and he fell in love with her. And then he went in, kidnapped her, and then brought her to be with him.
是有一次我爸爸到乡间的时候，看到我妈妈，他就非常喜爱我妈妈，然后他就把她绑架娶了她。
It only happened like this 50-60 years ago. It cannot happen now, right?
这是发生在五六十年前的事情，在现在是不可能发生。
So my father had probably over 50 kids. Now for me, I would joke around that he's Father Abraham, right? For me, he's Father Abraham.
所以我爸爸他有50个子女，所以我有时候会开玩笑说他就像亚伯拉罕一样。
Because in Cambodia, he had high status in society.
因为在柬埔寨，他在社会当中有很高的地位。
And amazingly, from 1975 to 1979, he was not killed.
那非常神奇的是，在1975年到1979年之间，他竟然没有被杀。
Because during that time, that's when the communists killed everyone who's educated.
因为那个时间是共产党把所有受过教育的人杀死的时候。
And they would kill anyone who's in high position.
他们会杀死所有在社有社会地位的人。
But praise and thank God when I look back, for sure God preserved his life.
感谢赞美神，当我在回想的时候，我可以非常确定的是神保守了他。
Because even though they tried to kill him many times.
因为虽然他们常常他们试着要杀我爸爸好多次
But to God's grace, he always managed to escape.
但是神的恩典让我的爸爸也逃脱了这些
And in 1979, we moved to Thailand.
在1979年的时候我们搬到泰国
And during that time, he took two of his other wives with him also.
他带了他两个的太太
I think the first wife, second wife, and then the fifth wife, which is my mother.
他总共带了第一个太太、第二个太太以及第五个太太，就是我的妈妈。
But when we got sponsored to come to America,
但是当我们能够来美国的时候
，He can only choose one.
他只能带一个太太。
That one just happened to be my mother.
那个太太刚好是我的妈妈。
So the four sisters and one brother I have, they're all from the same mother, same father.
所以第四个哥哥还有一个姐姐都是从我妈妈。出来的
yeah, I have three younger sisters, one older sister, and one older brother.
Oh, yeah. 我有三个姐妹妹妹，然后我有一个哥哥，一个姐姐。
So when we came to Boston.
当我们来的时候，我们是到波士顿。
And I have to let you know that even though he practiced Buddhist, but he's very heavily involved in witchcraft.
虽然他是一个佛教徒，但是他对巫术很有兴趣。
When I was young, people always tell me how powerful my father was.
当我还是小孩的时候，人们总是告诉我说，你爸爸的法力有多大。
That in Cambodia, he's like the one of the best fighter.
在柬埔寨，他是最好的法师之一。
And even people try to stab him, the knife cannot go through his skin.
当人们要用刀刺他的时候，刀刺不进他的皮肤。
And even though he got shot several times, but the bullet can never go through him.
或者是他被枪打过好多次，可是子弹却不能穿透他的身体。
So when the older generation told me this, they say, "Ah, come on, stop joking around, right?"
当我讲这些的时候，大家可能会说不要开玩笑了。
Because for me, it's only a fairy tale.
因为对我来说，这好像只是一个童话故事一样。
But I realize one thing.
但是我知道一件事。
When I was young, everywhere I go around Boston area. When I was young, everywhere I go around the Boston area.
当我是小孩子的时候，每一次我到其他的地方。
When the other Cambodian people see my father.
当我在波士顿，然后有其他柬埔寨的人看到我爸爸。
They would bow down to him.
他们会对他下拜。
And for me, I feel why would they bow down to my father? It's very strange to me, right?
我在想说，他们为什么要对我爸爸下拜呢？好奇怪。
Of course, every time I ask him, I say, "Ah, son, don't worry about it, right?"
每一次我问他我爸爸的话，他就会说，儿子啊，不要担心。
So all this time, I heard that he's, you know, when he eat food, his food has to be separate from the rest of the family.
当他在吃饭的时候，他的食物必须要跟家里面其他人的食物分开。
Because his food is so hot that no one else can eat except for him.
因为他的食物会是非常的热的，然后除了他以外，没有其他的人可能可以忍受。
I'm talking about spicy hot, right? Spicy hot, not hot because the hot is spicy.
对不起，讲的是说他吃的东西是很辛辣的，这个辛辣程度是家里其他人不能接受。
So I ask him, why do you eat such spicy food?
所以我就问他说，你为什么要吃这么辣的食物？
He said because of the witchcraft that he was practicing.
他跟我讲说，是因为我在做的一些巫术。
And when he eat the spicy food, then he has power inside of him.
当我父亲吃这些辛辣的食物的时候，他就有这个巫术的能力在里面。
Because I always think that he was joking around with me.
我常常以为他在开玩笑。
And then one day,
有一天
there's three Caucasians.
有三个白人。
I'm not trying to pick on Caucasian, but during that time, Caucasian always pick on the Asian, right? So this is why I'm telling the story.
我并不是说要讲白人什么坏话，可是那个时候白人很容易，对亚洲人会有一些种族歧视。
Because my family is one of the first family, you know, that you know went to that area is full of, you know, Caucasian.
因为我们算是比较早期的亚洲人士来到波士顿这个一个大部分都是白人的地区。
So because of this, they hate us so much.
因为这样子，所以他们很讨厌我们。
So they burn our first apartment down.
所以他们把我们的第一个公寓把它烧毁。
That time I was really smart. I didn't know what was going on.
那时候我年纪还太小，所以我不知道发生了什么事。
But then the second apartment we live in.
但是第二个公寓，我们住的第二个公寓。
And one time these three guys came and put the house on fire.
有三个。人来到我们这里，然后把房子。
Why my little sister is still in the house?
我的其中一个妹妹还在房子里面。
So during that time, my father ran out.
我的爸爸跑出来。
And then he had a confront with these three guys.
他就跟这三个人起冲突。
And all these three guys have baseball bat.
那这三个人手上都拿着棒球的球棒。
So remember during this time, my father is already 70 years old already, right? He's old already.
你必须要想象，在那时候，我父亲已经是一个七十几岁的人。
So when the guy took the baseball bat and wanted to hit my dad over the head with it,
当这三个人想要用球棒来打我父亲的头的时候
，my dad just put his arm up like this.
我的父亲只是把手举起来。
And cracked the bat in half. And cracked the bat in half. So the bat broke in half.
哦，他就拿手出来挡，结果那个球棒就裂成两半。
For me as a young boy, I was thinking, wow, my dad is cool, right?
我是一个很小的小孩，所以我在想，哦，我爸爸真是很酷。
And then the other guy, you know, tried to hit him also with another baseball bat.
另外一个人他也拿了球棒想要打我爸爸。
As a young boy, I saw all of this in slow motion.
我那时候看就好像是在看一个慢动作的电影。
So when the guy tried to hit him with the baseball, he just grabbed it, right, from him, just like that.
当那个人要把要用球棒来伤害他的时候，我父亲就是把那个球棒抓住而已。
So after these things, the three guys got so scared they just ran off.
所以经过这件事以后，那三个白人非常害怕，所以他们就跑掉了。
But thank God we were able to get my younger sisters down from the burning house.
感谢主，我们能够把我们的小妹从这个失火的房子当中救出来。
Then one time I was going fishing with my dad.
有一次我跟我的爸爸去钓鱼。
And then we have this big old wooden canoe. Wooden canoe.
我们有一个木头做的独木舟。
And the thing is, was very heavy.
这个独木舟非常的重。
So I said to my dad, you know, wait for me to help you to put the canoe on top of the minivan.
所以我跟我爸爸讲说，爸爸等我一下，我来帮你一起把这个独木舟放到车子上面。
And during the time is like 70 something, 75 years old already.
在那时候，我的爸爸已经是七十五岁的人。
So when I was coming back to the van, the minivan,
但是当我从这个车子走下来的时候
，My dad lifted the canoe by himself and just put on the van just like that.
我的爸爸是一个人把这个独木舟举起来，然后放到车上。
Then I realized that my dad is not normal.、Right?
所以我知道我爸爸不是正常人。
There's something wrong with him.、Right?
他有什么东西不太对。
Because at that age, he should not be lifting things over 300 pounds over his head.
因为在七十几岁，你应该连三磅重的东西都拿不起来了。
But I remember when we first came to this country.
但是我记得当我们刚来到这个国家的时候。
Because we left everything in Cambodia.
因为我们把所有的都留在柬埔寨。
We came here with nothing at all.
我们来到这里是身无分文。
Then my family was very poor.
我的家庭非常的穷困。
So every week, my brother and I used to go and pick up, you know, pick the trash by picking the trash.
所以每个礼拜，我和我的哥哥都需要到外面去捡垃圾。
But in that age, I always remember one thing.
但是在那个年龄，我很清楚的记得一件事。
I say to myself, when I get older, I will, you know, get a good job and make money and provide for my parents.
我自己跟自己说，当我长大的时候，我要有一个很好的工作，然后我可以来供给我的父母。
So that was my thought.
那是我的想法。
Why? Because I see that my parents suffer so much.
因为我看到我的父母受这么多的苦。
And the reason they came from Cambodia to come to America because of the children, not because of themselves.
而他们为什么要从柬埔寨移民到美国的原因是不是为了他们自己，而是为了他们的孩子。
But at the age of 11 years old,
但是在我十一岁的时候
，That day I remember I was in fifth grade.
我记得我那时候五年级。
And they had a field trip to go to Museum of Science.
他们学校就有一个活动是要去科学博物馆去参观。
And it costed $5.
那个必须要交五块钱。
And I don't have $5 to pay for the museum.
而我没有五块钱。
So because of this, I did not go to school.
因为这样子，所以我就没有去学校那一天。
Instead, I went to look for a job.
而我去找一个工作。
At 11 years old, I went to look for a job, right?
11岁，然后我想要找一个工作。
So as I go and look for a job, I saw a bunch of people. I think during the time, probably the end of October, they were throwing all the pumpkins away.
那时候我在找工作的时候，我就发现，因为那时候是差不多十月底的时候，我发现有很多人把南瓜丢出来。
So during time, I asked the owner, "Can I work for you?"
我就跟那个农场的主人说，我可不可以帮你工作？
Because back then I was only 11 years old.
因为那时候我才十一岁。
There's no way he can, you know, I can work in for him.
我并不能真正的工作。
But because the time, you know, that's my adopted father and adopted mother, right? They owned the supermarket during that time.
那时候就是我的养父母他们是这个超级市场的主人拥有人。
And they say because I was so cute at that time, right?
他们说我看起来很可爱。
They could not resist when I asked them, "Can I work for you?" Right? So they hired me to work every day after school.
所以当我问他们说我可不可以在你这里工作的时候，他们没有办法拒绝我，他们就开始让我每天放学以后在他们那里工作。
So every day after school, I supposed to go out there and take out, you know, the trash, the garbage.
所以每天放学以后，我就到他们那里把他们的帮他们清垃圾。
And after I take it out, they would give me $5.
当我把垃圾清干净的时候，他们会给我五块钱。
So if I work 5 days a week, that's $25, right?
所以当我一个礼拜工作五天的话，我会得到25块钱。
Back in 1983, that's a lot of money, right?
在那个时候，五块钱是很大。
Of course, every time I go to work, I didn't work. I just sit there, and you know, all the other workers take out the trash for me, right?
当然那时候我还太小，所以当我去的时候，我并不是真正的在工作，其他的人在收拾。
Because I was very small and skinny, right? The box quite often bigger than I am. Right?
因为我那时候非常瘦小，所以那些垃圾的箱子有时候比我人还大。
So my adopted parents.
所以我的养父母。
You know, they get to like me a lot.
他们很喜欢我。
So one day I went to visit their house.
有一次，我去参观他们的房子。
And they just asked me, "Do you want to live with us?"
他们就问我说，你要不要跟我们住在一起？
And for me, I say, "Okay, sure, no problem."
我就跟他讲说好啊，没问题。
But I got to call my mother, my father.、Right?
但是我要先打电话问我的父母。
So I call my mother.
所以我就打电话给我妈妈。
I say, "Mom, these American people want me to live with them."
我就跟我妈妈讲说，妈妈有那个一对美国夫妇要我住在跟他们住在一起。
And she said, "Sure, you can live with them."、Right?
我妈妈就说好啊，你就跟他们一起住。
Then from then on, I live with my adopted parents.
就从那时候开始，我就跟我的养父母住在一起。
Actually, the reason I tell you this story,
我要告诉你们这个故事的原因是。
Quite often, people always think, you know, Vudi, why did your mom, right, let you go so easily like that?
因为很多时候，有人会问我说，你的生母怎么会这么轻易的就让别人领养了
？And why are you so willingly to leave your parents and live with American parents?
你为什么又这么贪爱物质？你会离开你的父母，然后去跟养父母住在一起
？For me, I know the reason why for myself.
我对我而言，我自己很清楚知道原因。
Because my, you know, where I lived before is in a very ghetto area.
因为我以前是住在一个非常穷困的地方。
So there's no way I can have a good opportunity to go to school and go to college.
所以我没有很好的机会可以受好的教育。
So the reason why I want to live with this American family because that one day I can go to school and have a good career and make enough money to take care of my parents.
所以我的想法是我想要跟这个美国的父母住，所以我有一天可以受到好的教育，有一天可以找到好的工作，然后来供养我的生父母。
But I never realized why my mother let me go so easily with the American people.
但是我不了解的是，我的生母为什么这么轻易的让我就可以跟别人被领养
？I ask her.
有一次我就问她
，I say, "Mother, you know, when I was younger, I didn't know what I was doing. But why you let me go to live with them so easily?"
我跟我妈妈说，妈妈，我小的时候不懂事，所以我才会跟别人走。可是你为什么这么轻易的就让我跟别人走呢
？And she says, "Son, because I love you."
我妈妈就说，儿子，是因为我爱你。
Even though it was very painful for me to let you go.Even though it was very painful for me to let you go.
虽然我觉得让你走很痛苦。
But I know that's the only opportunity that you have.
但是我知道这是你的机会。
And She said, that's why even though it was so hard for me, but even though it's so painful for me, but to let you go to see you have bad education is worth it.
虽然对我来说很困难，可是我知道这是你受教育的好机会，所以我让你走。
So when I heard that from my mother,
当我听到我妈这样讲,
I can't help but to feel that they love me so much.
我就想到他们是这么的爱我。
And you know, sometimes it's very hard to understand.
有时候很难理解。
Because my biological parents are quite poor at that time.
因为我的生父母那时候是非常的穷困。
But my adopted parents were very wealthy.
而我的养父母非常富足。
So all those years that I lived with my adopted parents,
所以, 虽然那时候我是跟我的养父母住在一起,
I always feel so guilty.
我常常会觉得很罪恶。
Every time I have good food to eat,
当我有好的东西吃的时候,
I always think about my parents and my siblings.
我就会想到我的生父母以及我的兄弟姐妹。
And when I finish college, I also think about my siblings.
当我念完大学的时候，我也想到我的。
And all this time, I was saying to my heart that I hope one day I would never ever forget them.
我在我的心中，我在想，有一天我会忘记他们。
Because from age 11 to age 36 or 37, I did not live with my biological parents.
因为从11岁到36岁，我都没有跟我的父母住在一起。
And I know all this time they miss me very much.
我知道在这一段时间当中，他们非常想念。
Because even though I'm the third oldest, but I'm their favorite.
因为我虽然只是第三大的，可是我是他们最喜欢的。
Because they always describe when I was little, I was just like a little angel.
我常常这样形容我自己，当我是小孩子的时候，我就像一个小天使。
Say I never caused any problems.
我从来不找麻烦。
And even the age of 9, 10 years old, I always cook for the family.
虽然我才九岁十岁，可是我却会为家人来煮饭。
I don't know if that's really true or not, but that's what they told me.
我不知道这是不是事实，但是这是他们告诉我的。
So for them to let me go,
所以对他们来说要让我走
was very difficult.
是非常困难的。
But God have everything in plan.
但是神在他的计划当中把这些都计划好了。
That's why as we speak today,
所以在我今天在讲的时候,
11 of my family members, I came to know Jesus Christ.
我11位的家庭成员可以来到认识神。
And I'm the 12th one.
我是第12位。
This is truly a great blessing.
这是很大的恩典。
So when I think about my parents,
所以当我想到我的父母,
actually they sacrificed so much for me.
他们为我牺牲了很多。
Even though all those years they suffered so much from missing me, but they felt that it was worth it.
虽然他们为我牺牲了很多，但他们觉得这些很值得。
So that's why for us as brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹啊,
we really truly should love one another.
我们应该要彼此相爱。
Because our family is a blessing from God.
因为我们的家庭是神所祝福的家庭。
Every moment we don't see one another, our heart should be torn apart.
当我们看不到对方的时候，当我们离别的时候，我们的心是被撕裂两半。
So even though my adopted parents were so wealthy,
虽然我的养父母非常的富足,
and I had everything,
而我拥有所有,
but my heart was always feel so empty.
我的心里常常觉得很空虚。
During the time my biological parents,
在那时候我的生父,
they moved from one place to the others.
我的生父母他们常常需要, 常常的搬家,
trying to find a suitable home for themselves.
他们必须要找一个适合的, 房子来住。
So all this time I thought to my mind,
所以在那时候我心里在想,
I can't wait to be old enough so I can work and give my parents money.
我希望我可以赶快长大, 所以我可以来, 供给我的父母。
But as I got older,
但是当我, 长大,
even though I had everything,
虽然我拥有了所有,
my heart was empty.
我的心里是空虚的。
Then I say to myself,
我就跟我自己说,
all these years I want to make money and give to my parents.
在这么多年来当中, 我都一直想要, 我可以来赚钱, 然后来, 供养我的父母。
And I say to myself, even though I give them money, that could not fulfill them.
但是, 即使说我可以给他们, 钱, 但是我也不能满足他们。
So that's why I went out to try to find the meaning of life.
对不起，是当我给他们钱的时候, 我的心里仍然不觉得满足, 所以我想要在外面来寻找什么东西来充满我的心。
Because after college, after I got a job,
因为大学毕业之后我开始工作以后
I'd be able to give money to my parents.
我可以给我父母亲钱。
But they still feel so empty inside.
但是他们仍然觉得他们的心里非常空虚。
Because the time my oldest brother was in jail.
因为那时候我的哥哥在监狱当中。
And my other two younger sisters had been in jail, both had been in jail before also.
而我的两个妹妹也曾经在监狱里待过。
I guess that's why I was so good compared to all of them, right? I haven't been in jail yet, so. You know.
所以比较起来，我是比较好的，我从来没有
进过监狱。But in other words, my whole family pretty much is falling apart.
但是那个时候，其实我的家庭其实是已经四分五裂了。
So for me, I just focus on myself.
所以那个时候，我就只是关注在我的身上。
To find the meaning of life.
我想要找生命的意义。
Then when I came to True Jesus Church.
然后我来到了真耶稣教会。
And then I realized,
我了解到
This is what I want to give to my parents.
我才了解到这个才是我想要给我父母的。
I want to give them Jesus Christ.
我要给他们耶稣基督。
Because he's the only one can fulfill the void that we have inside our hearts.
因为唯有耶稣基督能够来充满我们心中空虚的地方。
Especially for my father.
尤其是我的父亲。
Because I know my father during time he was already old.
因为我知道那时候我爸爸已经很老。
And I need to preach the gospel to him.
我需要把福音赶快带给他。
So one time we went fishing.
所以有一次我们去钓鱼。
Because my dad, he loved to fish.
因为我父亲很喜欢钓鱼。
And when he's fishing, he catches a lot of fish. You can ask him anything he would do for you, right?
当他钓鱼钓到很多鱼的时候，他心情会很好。你那时候问他什么，他都愿意。
So sure enough, that day we went fishing, he caught a lot of fish, right?
所以那一天我跟他一起去钓鱼的时候，他钓到很多的鱼。
And I say this is a good time to ask him to come to church.、Right?
所以我就想这是一个最好的时机，我可以要求他来教会。
So I say to my dad.
所以我就跟我爸爸讲。
I said, Dad, all these years I never asked you to do me any kind of favor.
我跟我爸爸讲说，这些年来我都没有要求你为我做什么事情。
But I asked you to come to church 7 times.
但是我要求你来教会七次了。
If you come to church 7 times, you do not feel anything, then you don't need to come anymore.
对不起，我要求我爸爸来教会七次。如果来教会七次，你仍然没有感觉到任何的东西的话，那没有关系，你可以不用来了。
Then my dad, of course, he was in a good mood, said, "Yes, my son, I will go to church."
我爸爸那时候心情很好，所以他就说：“好啊，儿子，我跟你到教会。”
So the first time he came to church.
所以第一次来到教会。
Then he was kneeling down and pray.
然后我们跪下来祷告。
Then after the prayer, I saw him. He looked. He was very cold.
我当祷告完以后，我看到他，看起来他好像很冷。
And I say, Dad, how do you feel?
我就问他，爸爸，你觉得怎么样？
He said, I feel freezing. It's very cold in here.
我爸爸就说，好冷哦，这边好冷。
And I said, it's not cold in this room. It's quite hot.
我就跟他讲说，没有啊，这个房间蛮温暖的。
But when he described the coldness to me is very disturbing.
但是我爸爸所形容的这个冷是非常让人困扰的冷。
So of course he described about feeling the evil spirit.
其实他那时候是被邪灵干扰。
So during the time I asked my dad, Dad, do you have any kind of necklace and stuff on?
所以我就问他，爸爸，你身上是不是有戴好像项链什么东西？
Then I unbuttoned his shirt. I realized he wear a Buddha necklace, right? This is a huge Buddha necklace.
当我打开他的领子的时候，我发现他戴着一个佛像的一个项链。
And I say, Dad, you cannot wear this kind of stuff and worship God.
我就跟他讲说，爸爸，你不能带这样的东西来崇拜敬拜神。
You must take it off.
你必须要把它摘下。
Then very simply, he took off the necklace.
而我爸爸就很轻松的就把这个项链摘下。
Then we went home that night.
那天晚上我们回家的时候。
And then during the night time.
在晚上的时候
，When he was trying to sleep，
当我他准备要睡觉的时候
，And then one of my nieces， you know， this is his favorite granddaughter， right？ Was playing， you know， below the bed。
我的外甥女，她就是我爸爸最喜欢的孙女，她就在床下面玩。
And she began to yell。
她开始尖叫。
Say， Grandpa， Grandpa， there's a guy here who want to kill me。
她说。爷爷爷爷，这下面有一个人，他想要杀我。
And my dad looks around, he's like, there's nobody there.
我爸爸看一看，就说没有啊，没有任何的人。
And then he realized.
那时候他才了解到。
Actually, for him, of course, he thinks that he's the spirit of his master.
他知道是他之前在行邪术的那个主人。
But of course, he's evil spirit.
那个是一个邪灵。
Then he called me up.
他
my father called me up.
所以我的爸爸就把我叫起。
And he says, son, I can't go to your church anymore.
他说我、儿子啊，我不能再跟你到你的教会。
And I say, why?
我说为什么？
He said, because, you know, his teacher told him that if he's going to go to church, he will kill his favorite granddaughter.
他说因为我的大师告诉我说，如果说我再到教会的话，我会把你最喜欢的孙女杀掉。
And I say, father,
我就跟他讲爸爸。
If your teacher was such a good teacher,
如果你的崇拜的老师是这么好的老师
，If he's a loving teacher，
他如果是一个慈爱的老师
，Why would he want to kill your favorite granddaughter？
他为什么想要杀死你最喜欢的孙女
？Then that time my dad's mind clicked, right？
那时候我的爸爸他才灵光一动
，And he said, "Yeah, son, you're right."
他说对，你说的对。
And I told him that is not the spirit of your teacher.
我跟他讲说那不是你的老师的灵。
His master, right? The fear of his master.
他的那个大师的灵。
So I told him that is evil spirit.
那个是邪灵。
But you know what? God's spirit is much more powerful than that evil spirit.
但是你知道吗？神的灵比邪灵的力量更大。
So come to church.
所以继续跟我来教会。
And thank God, my dad came back to church.
感谢主，我父亲还是来到教会。
And as he was praying to God, he felt very joyful.
当他 祷告的时候，他觉得非常喜悦。
And he said to me, son,
他就告诉我儿子、啊。
Because that time my father had a really bad one of his leg is all numb, right? Because when he was working, a forklift hit him, right? And then he almost became paralyzed on one leg.
因为他那时候有一个脚，因为之前的受伤，所以是、常常是麻木的。
A forklift is just like a truck, like a mini truck. A forklift.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a truck.
所以他他以前曾经在被一个卡车撞过，所以他的脚是常常是麻木的。
Then he said to me, "Son, if your God is a true God, if He heals my leg, then I will worship Him forever."
他就跟我讲说，儿子啊，如果你的神是真神的话，如果他能够医治我的脚的话，我就相信。
Of course, when he say that to me, I like because my father is a man of his word.
当他这样子跟我讲的时候，我知道我爸爸是一个信守诺言的人。
If truly God healed his leg and he will come to worship, that's an easy task for God.
如果说神治疗他的脚的话，他会来相信神。其实对神来说，这是很简单的工作。
So one night he was sleeping.
所以有一天晚上他在睡觉的时候
，and his leg was full of pain.
他的脚非常疼痛。
And then he stood up.
他就站起来。
Then he felt a power came through him.
他感觉到有一个很大的力量降下
，and heal his leg，
把他的脚治愈。
Then his leg was healed。
他的脚就，从此就。
Then from then on, he said, "I will worship your God."
所以从那时候他就说，我要来敬拜你的神。
And that time we was all so excited。
我们那时候都非常兴奋。
Then one of the minister, you know, call us up because he want to go to Cambodia and preach. One of our church ministers call us up because he want to go to Cambodia and preach.
那时候有一个传道人打电话给我们，因为他要接下来要到柬埔寨去传福音。
So he asked my father and I to go with him. And he asked my father and I to go with him to Cambodia so we can preach the gospel.
所以他告诉我爸爸说他想要带着我一起去柬埔寨来传福音。
So during the time when I tried to get my visa, I couldn't get it for some reason.
但是那时候我想要拿到签证却拿不到。
And that minister tried to get his visa, he also couldn't get it.
那个传道人他想要拿到柬埔寨的签证也拿不到。
But my dad already bought his ticket. My dad already bought his ticket, got his visa and everything already.
但是我的父亲他已经把机票买好了，也已经把签证准备好了。
Then he ended up going to Cambodia by himself.
所以他就变成是我爸爸他自己去柬埔寨。
And I told you he had many sons in Cambodia.
那我之前跟你们讲过，他在柬埔寨有很多的儿子。
And a lot of them are monks.
其中很多个都是僧侣。
So because they are monks, they live in the temple.
因为他们是僧侣，所以他们住在寺庙里面。
So my dad ended up going to the temple and worship idols.
所以我当我父亲到柬埔寨的时候，他最后到庙里面去拜偶像。
After that trip, he never came back to church.
在那个柬埔寨的旅行之后，他就没有再回到教会。
So all these years.
所以在这么多年来
I really never speak a Lord Jesus Christ to him.
我就没有再跟他传讲主的福音
Because he committed a great sin against God.
因为他得罪他犯了很大的罪得罪了神
But almost 4 years ago.
但是四年前
I received a phone call from my older sister.
我接到我大姐的一个电话
And she said, you know, brother, our father's in the hospital again.
他跟我讲说，弟弟，我们的爸爸现在在医院里面。
So at that time I realized, you know, he's already 85 already.
那时候我就在想，他已经85岁了。
And he doesn't have too much longer to live.
他可能没有很多的日子可以活了。
Because the Bible said if you are strong, you live until you're 80. My father's 85 already.
因为圣经说，如果你强壮，可以活到80岁，而我的父亲已经85岁了。
So I called him up.
所以我就打电话给他。
I say, Dad.
我跟他讲，爸爸。
You are old.
你已经老了。
And you've been sick all the time.
你一直，而且你一直在生病。
If you are not baptized, I won't see you in heaven.
如果说你不接受洗礼的话，我没有办，以后没办法再添加。
My dad just said, "Okay, son, I'll get baptized."
我爸爸就跟我讲说，好啊，儿子，那我就来受洗好了。
I was completely in shock.
我那时候非常震惊。
Was the time I spoke Cambodian to him, right?
因为那时候我是用柬埔寨话跟他讲。
They ask him, Dad, can you repeat it again?
我就问他说，爸爸，你可不可以再重复你讲的话？
Then once again, he said, Yes, I will be baptized.
而我爸爸再一次的说，好，我要来受洗。
So praise and thank God.
所以感谢赞美神。
The time we flew my dad from Boston, come here to in Northern California.
所以那时候他们，我父亲就从东岸飞过来，飞到北加州。
And then my dad got baptized in Sacramento Church.
我父亲就受洗归入主教会。
And during that time, my wife had a great idea.
那时候我和我太太就有一个很好的想法。
She said, "Why don't you ask your parents come to live with us?"
我太太告诉我说，你为什么不邀请你的父母来跟我们一起住在一起呢？
And I like, really? Why is it? I haven't known them for like over 20 something years, right?
我跟我太太讲说，真的吗？我跟他们已经有二十几年都没有住在一起了。
And after prayer, I got very excited, right?
但是在祷告之后，我很兴奋。
That is a great idea. Let's call them to see they want to, you know, come to live with us.
我就跟我太太讲说，这是个好点子，我们来打电话来邀请他们。
Because back then, my mother was not baptized yet.
因为那时候我的母亲还没有受洗。
So I call my mother, because my mother make all the decisions, right?
我就打电话给我妈妈，因为我妈妈是。家里面做决定的人。
I say, Mom, do you want to come to live with us? You and Dad want to come to live with us?
我问我妈妈说，妈妈，你要不要跟爸爸跟我一起跟我们一起住在这边？
And she say, Sure, we go and live with you.
我妈妈就说，好啊，我们一起住
在一起。But only one condition. Actually, only three conditions.
她说，但是有三个条件。
My two nieces and my little nephew must come with them, right?
我的。两个外甥女以及一个外甥要跟着一起来。
Man, that's five more people in the house, right?
那你算一算的话，这是加入五个。
Because I had to ask my wife. My wife said, "Fine, let them all come, right?"
所以我就问我的妻子，结果我太太说没问题啊，叫他们都来。
So my parents came, my two nieces, my nephew came to live with us.
所以我的父母以及我两个外甥女以及一个外甥都跟我们一起住在一起。
And during that time, my mother was not a believer.
在那时候，我的母亲还不是一个信徒。
Then Pacifica, we have Wednesday night service. In Pacifica Church, we have Wednesday night service.
在太平洋教会，我们有礼拜三晚上的聚会。
And the first half an hour we have sharing, and the other half an hour we pray.
在前面半个小时我们一起来分享，然后后面半个小时一起祷告。
So during that time, you know, they ask me, "Oh, how do you pray?" Right?
在那时候，他就问我说：“你怎么祷告？”
I just say Hallelujah.
我就跟他讲说：“你就是说哈利路亚。”
Hallelujah is not easy for them to say, so I written down for them Hallelujah, right?
对他们来说这很难发音，所以我写下来告诉他们说是哈利路亚。
So when they came up to the front and pray,
所以当我们来到前面来祷告
，when we begin to pray in the name of Jesus Christ, they pray, and all of a sudden when they pray in tongue.
当他们跪下来。当我们说奉主耶稣圣名祷告，他们一开始祷告，马上就开始说灵言。
So when I got up and laid hands, I asked them, "Mom, Dad, what happened?" Right?
当我起来为他们按手之后，我就问他说：“爸爸妈妈，发生什么事？”
They say, "We don't know what happened. What happened? We just try to say Hallelujah. We feel power came through our heads. Then we start to speak like this."
他们就说：“我们也不知道发生了什么事情。我们想要讲哈利路亚，可当我们要讲哈利路亚的时候，就有一个很大的力量从头上灌下来，然后我们就开始讲舌音。
Of course, they received the Holy Spirit.
他们得到了圣灵。
It was so easy.
就这么简单。
And then.During that time, they, you know, all of them got baptized. My nephew, my two nieces, you know, and my mother.
所以那时候我的外甥、外甥女以及我的妈妈都来受洗。
And for those 3 years, my dad never ever entered a hospital.
而在那三年当中，我的父亲没有再去过医院。
Because God always took care of him.
因为神照顾他。
He was really never ever sick. He was never ever sick for that 3 years.
在那三年当中，他没有生病。
And he's always very healthy.
他一直都保持很健康。
I always joke around my dad, even though he's 80 something years old, he still have a six pack, right? My dad's in great shape. Yeah.
我常常跟他开玩笑说，你已经八十几岁了，可是你的还有腹肌呢。
I say, Dad, why are you such in good shape? Right?
为什么你可以保持身材这么好
？And I'm only 40 years old. I'm falling apart. My back hurts. My knee hurts. My forearm hurts. My head hurts. Right? My dad, thank God, always so healthy. Right?
而我才四十岁，我的腰痛，我到处都痛。
So and then they decide they want to move back to Boston.
然后他们决定说，他们想要搬回波士顿。
Even though they live with me, but I was never home.
因为虽然他们跟我住在一起，但是我不常在家。
For those 3 years, they did not see me much.
在那三年当中，他们并不常见到我。
So, but for them to be moved to move back home, this really, but you know, God moved their heart to do so.
但是他们会有这个想法，想要回到波士顿，其实也是神感动他们有这样的想法。
So they moved back to Boston.
所以他们回到波士顿。
And everything was fine.
所有事情都很好。
Then one day I received a phone call from my sister.
然后有一天我就接到我妹妹的电话。
So your dad is in ICU.
他跟我讲说，爸爸现在在加护病房。
And he's dying.
他已经是濒死了。
He's in a deep coma. There's no way he's going to wake up.
他已经陷入了深度的昏迷当中。
So I flew to Boston.
所以我就飞回波士顿。
I went to visit my dad in hospital.
所以我就到医院去看我的爸爸。
And asked my mom, "Mom, what happened?"
我就问我妈妈说发生了什么事。
She said, "You know, my dad, he'd been sick for the last couple of weeks."
我妈妈就说我爸爸在过去的几个礼拜都有点就是一直都在生病。
And she said this last Saturday, which is only a couple of days before he went to the hospital.
他说就是过去的礼拜六那是才几天前的事情他到医院
Even though he was very sick,
虽然他已经很病重
But he keep insisting want to go to church.
但是他坚持说他要到教会
So they live about 1 hour away, right, from the church.
他们的住家跟教会差不多隔一个小时的车程
That is the most amazing thing about God.
这是神一个非常神奇的作为
My parents don't understand English at all, really. They don't understand 98% of English.
我的父母亲不太懂英文，他们实际上他们懂不到他们98%都听不懂。
But since they moved back to Boston,
但是当他们搬回波士顿以后
，Every single week they would hire a person to drive them to church, right? 1 hour there, 1 hour back.
每一个礼拜他们都会找一个司机，然后让他一个小时送他们过去教会，然后一个小时送回来。
This is truly God's grace.
这是神很大的恩典。
So last week, he said last Saturday he wanted to go to church, so we took him to church.
所以我妈跟我讲说，上个礼拜六他想要去教会。
And then it seemed like at church he's just saying goodbye to everybody.
而在教会里面，我爸爸好像就跟所有的人道别。
So that Sunday he went back home.
所以礼拜天的时候，他回到家里。
While they were sitting down, my dad said to my mom, "You know, grandma. He always call, you know, Asian people call the spouse grandma, right? Say, grandma, I'm very tired."
他们坐在一起聊天的时候，他就跟他讲说，阿嬷，就是他们互相称他们彼此他们自己的配偶都说。
My mom said to my dad, "Let's go to bed, and I'll put a movie on for you to watch."
他说我很累了，然后我妈就说：“那你就到床上吧，我放一个电影给你看。”
And that time, my mother said, "You know, before he lay down to sleep, and then he looked at her, right?"
我爸爸躺到床上的时候，当我妈在看他的时候
，He looked at her with such deep love, right?
我爸爸在看我妈妈的时候，是用一个有很深的爱在里面。
So when he looked at her that way, and she said, "Grandpa, why you look at me like that?"
所以我妈妈就跟他讲说：“哎呀，你怎么这样看我
？”Because my mom was so embarrassed, right? Because the way my dad looked at her is such like, you know, when they first met or something, you know.
因为我爸爸看他的方式好像初恋恋人的那种看法，所以我妈妈有点不好意思。
So after he looked at her that way,
而当我爸爸这样看他以后
，And all of a sudden he, you know, he had a hard time breathing.
他就忽然间呼吸困难。
And then he's, you know, he passed out.
他就昏过去。
And then they called the ambulance.
他们就马上叫了救护车。
They brought him to the ICU.
他们把他带到了加护病房。
And he was in deep coma.
他已经陷入昏迷当中。
And my the doctor say pretty much over 95% of his brain is all dead already.
医生就跟他们讲说他的脑袋当中 95% 都已经死了。
They say his brain exploded.
他说他们说他的脑子好像已经爆炸了。
So pretty much blood is completely covered his brain already.
所以血已经整个弥漫在他的脑里面。
So there's no way he can recover.
所以他不可能再恢复。
So during the time he was in life support.
所以那时候就把他放在维生系统上。
And in life support, we can see he suffers so much.
而在维生系统上面，我们可以看到他受很多的苦。
So my siblings and I were saying that, you know, we really need to take off the life support.
所以我的兄弟姐妹跟我就在想说，我们真的需要把这个维生系统从他身上拿下来。
But when we asked my mom,
但是当我们问我妈妈
，Of course, my mom said no.
我妈妈就说不要。
Of course, they know each other. I mean.She was married to him since she was 15 years old.
因为他们认识了这么久，当我妈妈嫁给我爸爸的时候才15岁。
So for her to take off the life support from my dad is not easy.
所以对她来说，要把维生系统从我爸爸身上拿下来。
Then of course we cannot force her.
是很困难的，而我们不能强迫我妈妈。
So one night, my dad was sleeping and she was sleeping on one side, I was sleeping on the other side with him.
所以有一个晚上，我爸爸的病床在这边，然后我和我妈妈各睡在两旁的时候。
And then, of course, I have a bad back, so I cannot sit for a long time. So I got up and have to move around.
因为我的有背痛的问题，所以我不能睡很久。我常常要起来走动。
So while my mother was half asleep,
当我妈妈有一点半睡半醒的时候
，she saw a man dressed in white.
她看到有一个穿白衣的人。
And first, she thought it was me.
他本来是以为是我。
They said, no, Woody doesn't have white on.、Right?
他后来在想，不对啊 ，Woody 从来不穿白色的衣服。
So this man came toward her.
这个穿白衣的人就靠近他。
And she said the white was very white.
他跟我讲说，这个白是非常洁白。
And lay hands on her.
这个穿白衣的人就把手放在他身上。
And she felt so comforted.
而我妈妈就得到很大的安慰。
And the next morning.
第二天早上
she said to the family,
他就跟家人说
What day is the best day to take off the life support?
哪一天对我们来说把这个维生系统拿走比较好
Because he's like a vegetable already. My dad is like a vegetable already.
因为我爸爸其实已经是植物人了
So that Sunday morning we took off the life support the following Sunday.
所以接下来的礼拜天我们就把维生系统拿下来
So during the time they move him to a different area.
他们就把他放到医院其他的地方。
So the time of, you know, all the family just, you know, spending time with him.
在那个时候，就是所有家人跟他相处最后的一段时段。
So, in the morning, Monday morning.
在礼拜一的早上。
And when I got up.
当我起来的时候。
After I washed my face and I went to sit down beside my father.
我洗过脸之后，我就坐在我爸爸旁边。
And my father was struggling breathing.
我的爸爸那时候呼吸很困难。
And I said, and I spoke Cambodian to him.
我就用柬埔寨话跟他讲话。
I said, Dad.
我跟他讲，爸爸。
If you are struggling to stay alive.
如果说你是在挣扎留在这个世上。
Please go to heaven before us.
请你在我们之前就先到天家。
Don't worry about the family.
不要担心，为家人担心。
We'll be okay.
我们会好好的。
So the minute I finished saying that, he did not breathe anymore.
我一讲完这句话，他就不再呼吸了。
And all the family was so comforted.
所有的家人都得到很大的安慰。
Of course, it's not possible for him to hear me.
当然，那时候他已经听不到我。
But that moment, we know God allowed him to hear my voice.
但是我知道在那个时间神让他听到我的声音。
So when I say to him, if you're struggling to live, please go to heaven first, that's the time that he breathed his last.
因为所以那时候我跟他讲说如果在要活在这世上对你来说是这么痛苦的挣扎的话你就到天家吧。他就咽下他最后一口气。
So the family was so comforted.
所以家人都得到很大的安慰。
And for me, I just really think about God's grace.
所以我非常的感谢神的恩典。
My father lived over 84 years.
我的父亲活超过了84岁。
In the last 3 years of his life, last 4 years of his life, God bring him to know him so he can go to the heavenly kingdom.
而在他生命当中的最后的四年当中，神把他带到面前来认识神。
If my dad passed away without knowing Jesus Christ, it would be very difficult for me really, to be here today.
如果我的父亲在离世之前一直都不认识神的话，对我来说是很困难的。
But because he died in Christ,
但是他是在基督里面死。
That my heart was very joyful.
所以我的心里是非常喜悦。
And I really want to show you a video.
我要跟大家来分享这一段的。
I'm sorry, this video is a little bit long, and I have no time to edit. But I just wanted really to show you that how we should really appreciate family.
这个影片有一点长，但是我想要跟大家分享，因为我想要让大家知道你应该要多么珍惜你的家人。
Even though 11 of my family members came to know Jesus Christ.
即使说在我们的家庭当中有11位的成员来到。
But I have like 40, 50 more, right? Really, I have too many family members.
但是因为我爸爸有好多小孩，所以我还有四五十个家庭的成员还不认识。
But our whole life is captured with 13 minutes of video.
而我们的一生，我就是用这30分钟的影片来跟大家介绍。
But hopefully these 13 minutes have Christ inside of it.
而我希望在这30分钟的影片当中有基督的存在。
So I hope, yes. Now this is a video of my dad.
那我想要跟大家分享这个关于我爸爸的影片。
Bukloma. So today is Friday, February 29th, 2008, and Bukma, myself, and Budi, we're on our way to Sacramento Church so that Book could get baptized tomorrow. Yay! Want to say hi?
Hey!
All right.
Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want thee forever to ransom my soul. Break down every idol, cast out every foe. Now wash me and I shall be.
Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Thank you.
am, huh? So cute. You're welcome. Yeah, first time on the boat, right? Yeah, you go on the boat first time.
Take pictures. Look, Ma.
Praise and thank God I can have opportunity to show you this video and share my father's testimony.
感谢赞美神，我可以在这里跟你们分享这一段影片，以及把我父亲的见证分享给你们。
For over 26 years, I did not live with my father.
超过26年的时间，我没有跟我的父亲住在一起。
But the last few years of his life, God blessed me to be able to live with them.
但是在他生命当中最后三年，神给我祝福，所以我可以跟他住在一起。
And not only that, he blessed my father with eternal life.
不但是这样子，神更是祝福给我父亲，让他得到永生。
So for all of us as chosen people of God,
所以我们在座的神所拣选的人，
we must love our family.
我们必须要爱我们的家人。
Because you have no idea when they're going to be gone.
因为你不知道他们什么时候会离开。
And those of our family members who are weak in faith, we must strengthen them.
而我们的家中如果有一些成员他们的信心软弱的话，我们也必须要帮助他们。
So when they are gone, they're not gone forever.
所以当他们离去的时候，他们并不是永久的离去。
Because if any one of us do not die in Christ, we will not see one another in heaven.
因为如果我们当中有任何的人不是在基督里面死的话，我们就没有机会再见面了。
So may God bless all of you.
让我们求神祝福我们每一位。
And always remember to love one another.
然后我们要记得要彼此相爱。
And only then we can journey to the heavenly kingdom together.
所以我们可以一同奔跑天国路。
Now let's all rise and sing hymn 293.
让我们一起站立，唱诗赞美诗293首。
293.
赞美诗293首。
Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole, one thee forever to live in my soul. Break down every idol, cast away every foe. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Roses look down from that throne in the sky and help me to make a complete sacrifice.I give up myself and whatever I know. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.Jesus, for this I most humbly entreat. Thy way, blessed Lord, at thy crucified feet. I pray for my cleansing. I see thy blood flow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, thou knowest I patiently wait. Come now and wait in me a new heart create.Those who have sought thee, thou never said no. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Thank God, please be seated.
请坐。
Now we can kneel down and pray together.
让我们现在一起跪下来祷告。
Let's kneel down to pray and give thanks to Heavenly Father.
让我们跪下来把一切的颂赞赞美给神。
We thank that He blessed us with a wonderful family.
我们感谢神给我们这么好的家庭。
We pray and give thanks that He has brought us to the true church of God.
我们感谢神把我们带到真耶稣教会。
We just give thanks for everything that we have.
我们感谢神为我们所拥有的所有一切。
Please now kneel down and pray together.
让我们一起跪下来祷告。